This is Alex Sexton.
This is Sam Collins.
This is Tuukka Mielihiiri from the Gold Coast Suns.
The Suns are going to win it.
Oh, brand new season for the Gold Coast Suns. This is the first episode for season 2024
yes.
for the On the Sidelines with Spider podcast, all things Gold Coast Suns. And Spider, the weight of expectation this year, it feels different.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, massive crowd out there too. It's going to be huge. Cannot wait. What's it called now? It's not Heritage Bank.
Now called People's First Stadium because
okay.
the merger of Heritage Bank and People's Choice Credit Union to form People's First Bank.
Okay.
Are you with it?
Yes, the People's First Stadium, that's it. Now, look, it's going to be exciting. First, massive crowd, and it's so it should be. You look at both teams. You look at the Gold Coast Suns now with Dimmer. We know Tuukka Mielihiiri, you know, had an interrupted season last year. So much more just, you know, all the players having one more year and just even the hype and, you know, the excitement around it all. And we'll catch up with a couple of players that we caught up with a bit during the week and also Dimmer. But also, you know, the Tigers. The Tigers have got a little bit to play for. Anamuse, the new coach, they've got a lot of experience there. You know what? I'm really spewing that, you know, Dusty Martin, Nankervis, these guys aren't playing because... You know, you've done all the pre-season. You want your best team in round one to have a real good crack. And, you know, I reckon, you know, I'll do my predictions a little later on, but, you know, it would have been a lot closer with those two players in, absolutely.
What can you read out of the round one result?
I think you can read a bit. What we've seen so far, absolutely. You know, the Suns have always been good at the start of the season. They
yeah.
drop off towards the back of the season. That's going to be Dimmer's challenge. But at the same time, the Suns haven't got a real rivalry with any club because they've been so, you know, short in the competition. But if you go through history, Carmichael Hunt kicked the goal to win them the game against Richmond.
Yep.
Noah Anderson kicked the goal after the siren to beat Richmond. So
yep.
there's a lot of history between these two clubs in close games, which is going to be fantastic.
So Suns have been okay with those clutch moments against the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't take much from pre-season, but, you know, we did catch up with a few of the players throughout the week, and one of those was their former captain, Dave Swallow.
You were here from the very, very beginning. Before this was an AFL club, but it was one bound for the AFL. You are now being coached by a premiership-winning coach, and you have come from day one when nobody knew anybody's name. It's a hell of a journey, Dave.
Yeah, it is. Obviously. Well, I think he comes with experience, and that's the experience of winning, you know, well, the ultimate, you know, the premiership. So playing finals this year would be, yeah, unbelievable.
And that's the thing. He's a Rolls-Royce coach. He has, what, three premierships as coach?
Yep, two as player. So he's played in five. And he's played and coached over 500 games. So
yeah.
that's a premiership per 100 games.
Wow.
So that's within 4 years.
That's, I love that
we'll
stat.
We'll have a premiership.
Yeah.
That's simple maths.
Yeah, yeah.
That
I
is
like
simple
it.
Maths. But
break it down, yep.
Yeah, even, you know, we caught up with your man.
I love him.
Big Sammy Collins. And the thing you love about him is his big moustache.
He does well with it.
Yeah, well, I've got all of my photos from each year on the fridge, so I'm just trying to show the progressions. And yeah, so this year I've gone with the beard. We'll see how long it lasts. Very hot under there in the humidity up here, so we'll see how it goes.
Look, Sammy, I've got to say, the previous two seasons, you've always looked like a happy bunch, but today, watching you all get your photos taken together, the mood is really good. What impact would you say Dim has had on the team?
Well, I think it's just been super refreshing, you know. I think across the whole football club, even upstairs, you know, administration like that, I think everyone's just kind of found 1 or 2%. Everyone's got a bit of a spring in their step, and as a whole, the organisation's really flying at the moment.
Yeah, do yourself a favour. And he talked about, you know, photos of himself on the fridge over the years of his moustache.
Mm-hmm.
Google or check out Dusty Martin's progression of tattoos throughout his career. From day one, he was clean skin to
yeah,
now where there's
yep.
not a bit of bare skin of what we can see.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, I think the highlight of the week, it's always great to be able to, you know, catch up with a coach and find out exactly where the Gold Coast Suns are at looking forward to the game.
Look, it's awesome. Yeah, the round zero concept's really taken, I think, the northern states by storm. And, you know, if we sort of think about the general population of Australia, half of it is based in New South Wales and Queensland. So it's awesome for the AFL to invest. And we're looking to put on a good show and hopefully we fill the stadium. I think there's a couple of hundred tickets left, but we're really excited to be a part of the action come round zero.
Now, Dimmer, I know that he's under a bit of an injury cloud at the moment, but Dusty Martin, you know, he's the first player you ever drafted. You've had so much to do with him. And I know it's your job as coach to teach your sons how to shut him down and be all over him like a raging rash. But come on, be honest. Is there just a tiny little part of you that still wants to see him succeed?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, he's a good friend of mine also. So, look, yeah. He's one of those players. Even as a fan, I would go to watch. He's an incredible athlete. And there's a reason why he's one of the best players to ever play the game. He works incredibly hard at his craft. And, you know, it's something we speak to our players about all the time. There's a reason that the very best are the very best. They work harder than most. So, look, he's still got a lot of footy left in him. He won't play this weekend, obviously. I think he's up on the coast. So if you see him, make sure you say hello. He certainly loves a conversation. He's and all that sort of stuff. So if we could have a little poll, where's Dusty? That'd be nice. But, it's a shame he isn't playing, because you certainly love to see the marquee players on the bigger stages.
Yeah, well, we love a chat too, Dimmer, and it's great to have you on the show, and good luck for the year. We're so excited that you got the job. Well, I'll include you in one of our chats this morning. Spider was talking about getting a car back from your youth. Is there one car from when you were a young bloke that you would love to have back these days? Exactly that car, not just the make and model, that car.
Yeah, well, I could tell you one of the biggest mistakes I made when I was lucky enough to win a flag with Essendon in 2000. I was sitting there in the tattoo shop waiting to get my turn at getting there. And I thought, listen, I'm not a tattoo type of guy. Spider, on the other hand, is.
Yeah.
So I made the fatal mistake of going to a Saab dealership and buying a bloody Saab. So worst mistake of my life. The Saab cost me $55,000, which I never saw a cent for. The tattoo would have cost me $112,000. So, don't do what I did.
I was just going to ask, are you loving life on the GC?
Yeah.
It's terrible. What are you talking about? Some of the day.
Where do you like to go, Jim?
Oh, it's incredible, the whole thing. Look, to be honest, I've got a pretty simple lifestyle. I'll get up, I generally walk along the Esplanade around Burley and all that sort of stuff. So it's a beautiful place. Very fortunate to be a part of this lifestyle. And don't get me wrong, I do love where I live sort of thing, but my job up here is to coach footy and get us winning some footy games and get us where we need to go. So I'm just blessed to be a part of it. And we've got a great club with some outstanding people up
here. Absolutely. We sure do, and we're thrilled about it, mate. Well, look, when Gary Ablett Jr. joined, I got a chance to sit down and chat with him at a charity day, and he was so thrilled to live in a city that wasn't as footy crazy as Melbourne. Are you finding it just a little bit easier pace of life where no one knows you?
Yeah, it is, but it's also, I sort of want people to know us because it means we're winning 100%. And we're actually taking the AFL by storm. So we want that people where they actually sort of half despise us and give us a disparaging look along the Burley Esplanade from time to time. But it means we're actually doing a good job. So we are looking forward to, you know, getting some wins on the board, and hopefully that changes.
Just to let you know, Dimmer, there's a lot more places around the Gold Coast than Burley, all right? There's still places up north. You know, there's not just everything runs around Burley. But thanks very much for joining us. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait. Make sure you do get out there to whatever the stadium is called tomorrow. And
People's First Stadium.
Get out there tomorrow, and it's going to be a packed crowd, but good luck.
Yeah, get on board. It's going to be an exciting year for us. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, able to chat with him, obviously, on the show. But looking at the game this weekend, who's going to win by how much? I've actually backed Tuke Miller in for a smoke in the Brownlow. I think the way he finished last year, and you know, he played that game on Lachie Neale and just frustrated him.
That was great.
Well, he's able to run with players, top end players, shut them down and get the ball himself.
And the way Neale reacted to Tuke would suggest that, he played really well.
He did.
Yeah, he was really getting under his skin. He'd be one of the fittest people too in the league. Yeah. He is in ripping nick.
Absolutely. Yeah, those top liners are there for a reason because of the way they train. And, I think Dimmer just mentioned that about Dusty. But the other one, my eyes are on the King brothers. And I know one's at the Saints and one's here at the Suns, Maxie and Ben. They need to stand up, the King boys. Mm. One of them needs to kick 50. And I know you know, people want it at the Gold Coast Suns. I don't care if it's at the Suns or the Saints. I just want one of them to stand up and kick 50 goals, because whoever does, if it's the Saints or the Suns and King kicks 50, that side will play finals on the back of that.
Yeah, great. The potential for those two boys is massive. All right, what are your tips? What do you reckon?
Look, early in the week, I probably made a bold prediction. I thought absolutely the Tigers minus 12 and a half points if you like to have a bit of a flutter.
Mm.
But I think the Suns now, I think they've got too many outs. With Dusty out and also Nankervis, I just think, the Gold Coast Suns are going to have too much run. So for me, stick with the Suns. It's going to be a cracking day out there, and they're going to have 20,000 strong fans screaming for the Suns. So good luck.
If that key tall and that key mid with Dusty and Nankervis are in, it'd be a different result.
Oh, I reckon it'd be a lot closer.
Yeah, all right.
A lot closer. The Suns should get up by about 5 goals.
It is so good to have footy.
Yes, back. It is.
And this is the first episode of On the Sideline podcast with Spider, all things Gold Coast Suns.